The Great Wisconsin Quilt Show turns 20 years old next month. I can't believe it. The expo was born out of the ever-long-running Sewing with Nancy, the PBS TV show hosted by the late Nancy Zeman. I'm Jill Nadeau, and this is the Larry Mueller Show. Thanks for spending some of your day with us on WPR. Deanna Springer's back with us in the studio. She's Vice President of Marketing for Nancy Zeman Productions and moderator and co-president of the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show. And Deanna also co-hosts the YouTube show Stitch It Sisters, which runs with the Nancy Zeman Sewing Studio in Beaver Dam. So are you a quilter? Have you attended the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show? Do you recall watching Sewing with Nancy on PBS? Well, we'd like to hear from you, so give us a call, 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Thanks for being here, Deanna.
You're so welcome, Jill. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, I just can't believe it's been 20 years already. I feel old.
It's amazing. The years have gone by really quickly.
It certainly has. So it's coming up next month. What are the days?
September 5, 6, and 7 mm-hmm. at the Exhibition Hall at the Alliant Energy Center right here in Madison.
Yeah. So is that Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, because I know some people think it's Sunday, but it's not.
Right, mm-hmm. right. That would be the Garden and Landscape Expo goes on Sunday.
I know. It's
Quilts.
Confusing.
Right. Quilts, Nancy always wanted a Sunday for faith and family, so we've never been open on Sunday at the Great Wisconsin mm-hmm. Quilt Show.
Well, that makes sense.
We set up on Wednesday, so we're there for 4 full days.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that we, you know, many hands set up the show in one day on that Wednesday before the show.
Because it's huge. It's really big.
Right.
So for those who haven't been there, what can they expect to see?
Well, it's a quilt show. So there's a central quilt exhibit. It's a 10-category juried and judge competition with category one is, say, bed quilts, hand-quilted bed quilts. And then all the way up to category 10, which is mixed, and it could be wall quilts and mixed techniques. You'll see every possible modern to traditional and mixed inside of that central quilt exhibit. Surrounding the central quilt exhibit is an 8,500 square foot vendor mall. All the vendors are selling supplies that you can sew your own quilts with, from fabrics to sewing notions to quilting supplies and tools.
And these days, there's not as many fabric stores as there used to be, so it's kind of hard to find things that are unusual, isn't it?
And it's a joy to find them, too. It's a big thing, a big deal in Wisconsin and all over the United States to go shop hopping. So we get a carload of people together, or two or three or five carloads of people, and we go shop to shop. We go shop hopping and shop all the different quilt shops and fabric stores.
Oh.
They're out there, and they will be in person at the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show.
That's really nice to get that background mm-hmm. information. And you've got classes too, right?
We offer tons of education. So we have lectures, sit and sew workshops. Sit and sew means you're going to sit at a sewing machine and sew a project. We have hands-on workshops, which are no sewing machines, and you do hand quilting or dyeing or different techniques like that. Stage presentations are included with your admission ticket to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And evening events, too.
Oh, evening. Well, like what? What's mm-hmm. the evening event?
We have a special evening event this year to celebrate the 20th year of the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show. We'll be celebrating 20 years with presenter Ann Wonky. Ann Wonky has been with us since the beginning as a very popular teacher and friend of Nancy's. So she is going to host a wonderful evening on Thursday, September 5th. And it's a 90-minute presentation that starts at 6 p.m.
90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
We'll look back over the last 20 years. We'll have some photos going way back to the beginning.
Oh, very cool. People mm-hmm. love to see that. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. So what are you going to be doing at the show besides running around like a chicken?
I'll be hosting the live interviews. We'll go live every morning, every half hour with PBS Wisconsin, and we'll be on the World Wide Web at quiltshow.com.
Nice.
You can find the links. We'll be at the Quilt Show Facebook page, the YouTube channel. And we'll be start broadcasting on Wednesday, setup day.
Great.
So we'll have some behind-the-scenes looks into this show. I'm also teaching. I teach every day at 1 o'clock, a lecture.
Okay.
And it's 10, 20, 30 minutes to quilt. So teaching how to quilt. If you just have 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, or 30 minutes a day, you can make a quilt in a year if you do that.
Sure. I'll trust your opinion on that. You know, a lot of these quilts are not your grandmother's quilts, are they? There's some of them are just way out there.
Right. They're works of art. Mm-hmm. Fiber artists like to make. Makers like to make. We're very tactile with our hands, and that's why we like to go to all those fabric shops.
Yes.
That's like our paints. You know, we have to build our paint box with all our different supplies and fabrics. And each quilt in the central quilt exhibit, and also we didn't talk about special quilt exhibits that are coming in. Each quilt has a story card with it, so you can read about the quilt, what inspired the quilt, what is the pattern for the quilt. And many of them are unique, one-of-a-kind quilts that the quilt makers create. Mm-hmm. And you'll see everything from traditional piecing to applique, modern touches with beading or hand dyeing, pictorial quilts that tell a story. Every quilt really tells a story, but
sure. If you are working on something for that long and you're touching it so much, it's going to have
a story. It's a labor of love.
Yes.
Literally, blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah, blood, sweat, and tears.
Right, right, exactly.
For sure. You know, this all grew out of the for Nancy's long-running television show, which I loved, Sewing with Nancy. Tell us about her legacy.
Sewing with Nancy. Nancy started in 1984.
Wow,
that's 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. So we're still on public television. Sewing with Nancy's on public television now for 40 years. We recorded our last show in 2017 before Nancy received her terminal diagnosis. She passed away from cancer in November 2017. But I had the amazing pleasure to work with Nancy for 27 years.
Really?
Right till the end. Wow. And then she passed the torch to me. It's a different role nowadays than it was then. But she started her business from her kitchen table. And she went to University of Wisconsin-Stout. She had a major in clothing and textiles and a minor in journalism. So she was, you know, in 4-H when she was a youngster. Her mother was actually her 4-H leader in sewing. So her mother always pushed her really hard. And for many people, perhaps you don't know, Nancy had Bell's palsy. So half of her face was paralyzed since she was 13 months old. So her mother never wanted that to hold her back. And her mother texts me once in a while. It's great to hear from Barbara. If you're listening, hello, Barbara. So really, the foundations of 4-H and Nancy's education mission, she taught the world to sew, starting with small little guild meetings or seminars and in Minnesota Fabrics in Chicago, where she met her future husband, Richard Zeman, who owns Nancy Zeman Productions. It's still a family-owned company. And really, she traveled the world teaching sewing and quilting, and of course through the television was her main teaching venue. But that created lots of invitations for her to travel the world. And we traveled coast to coast each year at different quilt shows and sewing shows. So when Nancy approached public television, PBS Wisconsin, it was probably 2002 or 2003, about producing the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show as a fundraiser for PBS Wisconsin, and kind of like Garden and Landscape Expo, but also a hybrid of everything that we learned through traveling to quilt shows and sewing shows to make it the best show ever.
Well, I mean, I think you probably are there at this point. You must get people traveling in from all over the world.
Right. We do have people travel internationally and from all across the 50 states. So it'll be interesting. We keep track of that. And we have a little map at the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show that shows where everybody came from. So,
oh, that's great.
Right. And we're expecting, you know, around 20,000 people this year.
Mm-hmm. And for those who don't feel like they can come to Madison, like you said, it's out on the YouTube channel. What do they Google or search for?
Sure. Search for the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show. Uh-huh. Or if you're at YouTube, search for the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show. Or just go to quiltshow.com, and we have links to all of our different sites from there. Mm-hmm. We do actually have people watch from across the globe. Each year we record 4 lectures and we push those out through those channels throughout the year. So mm-hmm. we always have something going on for the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show all year long.
So there you go.
If you can't make it, you have lots of binge watching to do.
There you go. Well, and you're talking about Nancy's legacy, and she started this like so before the internet, and it just translates so well to the internet, doesn't it? And her old shows are still available, right?
It's what we know how to do. We teach through video.
Yeah.
So we know how to share that mm-hmm. way, especially with our partners at PBS Wisconsin. We could not do this mm-hmm. without them. You know, they have the A-team, Nancy. I always called them the A-team.
The A-team. Mm-hmm. And so many of us were lucky enough to grow up with people in the family who sewed and were able to teach us. But that's not necessarily the case anymore, is it?
So, not always. Mm-hmm. I hear about half and half. Mm-hmm. Grandparent or a mother, aunt, uncle, someone taught them how to sew, or they experienced it growing up
sure.
all around them, and others not at all.
Yeah.
They didn't have a sewer or a quilter in the family that they remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, many generations ago, many more homes did lots of sewing and quilting. So there's people that have never been exposed to quilting that come to the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show that we teach. There's a different variety of options available to you, really whatever you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter just started quilting 2 years ago, and she chose the most difficult pattern there is.
Of course she did.
Yeah, the double wedding rings.
Oh, yeah, that's a simple one.
and really, you just sit down, you cut the fabrics, follow the directions, watch uh-huh. the videos, mm-hmm. come to the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show and learn it step by step. That's probably the most frequent question I get asked. Which classes are for beginners?
Yeah.
Well, just go to the classes that interest you and you can start at any point.
Mm-hmm.
And explore, and you'll find yourself finding interest in multiple different things. So many of us quilters have many different projects going, from a piece quilt to, you know, we're making bags, or we have many projects going.
Yes. As not a quilter, but a sewer, I can definitely relate to that. Mm-hmm. We're talking to Deanna Springer. She's Vice President of Marketing for Nancy Zeman Productions. She's a moderator and co-presenter of the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show. Deanna also co-hosts the YouTube show Stitch It Sisters, which runs on the Nancy Zeman Sewing Studio in Beaver Dam. So join the conversation and give us a call, 800-642-1234, or you can email talk@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Tomorrow on the Larry Mueller Show, we'll talk about safe storage and safe consumption of medication. And we have a guest from Concordia University, a pharmacy professor. And then we're going to talk with the director of the Native American Center for Health Professionals. And they're at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. That's tomorrow on the Larry Mueller Show. Right now, we're talking about the Great American Quilt Show, right? Is that get the
Almost.
Name?
Almost. We're getting that big. The Great Wisconsin Quilt Show.
Okay, we got it. You were talking earlier about making quilts and starting from just basic stuff here, you know, do something you love. What kind of equipment are we looking at? Because you can go from, a needle all the way up to this quilting machine, which is really expensive. So what do we need to start?
You can start anywhere from hand piecing with a needle and a thread and some fabrics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's English paper piecing that you could do in your lap while you're riding in the car or traveling, that doesn't take up much more than, you know, a pencil pouch worth of supplies to get started. And then you can go all out with the best sewing machine that you can find, and have a room full of fabrics and patterns and supplies and notions and tools. So all those people started somewhere that have those large, elaborate sewing and quilting rooms.
Oh, yes.
And you'll find all the supplies you need at the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show in that 8,500 square foot vendor mall. Mm-hmm. There are over 125 vendors coming from across America, local, a lot of local Wisconsin vendors, and some international ones too. But you'll find everything there from all of the sewing machine companies. So this is your one time a year you get to go from booth to booth and booth to booth and try all of the different sewing machine offerings that are available to you right in one spot.
Yeah, because it's really hard to pick out a sewing machine, isn't it?
Yeah, it can. Well, not for me.
Not for you. I'll take that one and that one.
right. And that does happen. You know, trade in and trade up. Not doesn't always happen. People collect sewing machines. And you'll hear people as you walk through the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show talking, how many sewing machines do you have? Oh, I have 12 sewing machines. Oh, I only have three. Right. Or you have one. One is just great.
Sure.
And, from a straight stitching sewing machine, you can do a lot of piecing and quilting and put a beautiful quilt together from a pot holder size to a wall or a bed quilt.
Mm-hmm. Is it a good idea to start small? I know you said your daughter started big, but
I broke it down for her one block at a time.
Mm-hmm.
One piece at a time. She and I actually went to a year ago, September, to a Victoria Finley Wolf, who'd been a Sewing with Nancy guest. She's a modern quilter.
Okay.
And we went to her workshop for 5 days. So,
Terry
had, my daughter Terry had a lot of moms teaching her that week.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. But basically, Victoria and Nancy, you know, all of us quilting teachers, you break it down into easy steps. Nancy always said, eat that elephant one bite at a time.
It's so true.
That's why her 10, 20, 30 method of, you know, teaching really works, because you just break it down in easy steps. And, you know, the designs look very complicated. You'll hear words like Bargello quilts and all sorts of different things. And right at the front entrance of the Central Quilt Exhibit, you'll see the Kids Quilt Challenge. And so even kids 15 and under are invited to make a quilt and enter it. So everyone starts somewhere from there to the Mod Minis in May. Each May annually, the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show, we host a Mod Mini Quilt Challenge. So those quilts can be very tiny. So now we're talking postcard size, almost placemat size. But think of all the elaborate things you could do to a very small quilt, 24 inches or smaller. You can go all out and you put every technique into that quilt, or try every technique and put it into a Mod Mini.
Are you sewing these?
Mm-hmm.
It's so small. It's like sewing Barbie doll clothes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, there's something called seam allowance.
Okay.
And quilters usually use a scant quarter inch seam allowance, which is just under a quarter inch. But when you press the seam over, it equals a quarter inch. When you're sewing something really tiny, like a very tiny quilt, you use larger seam allowances and then trim them away. That's the secret to that.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a very tiny, tiny, tiny log cabin quilt, but the secret is to use large half-inch seam allowances and then trim them away.
Oh, goodness. Talking about trimming, what do you use for trimming? Do you use a rotary cutter? Do you still use the scissors?
Mostly rotary cutting in quilting, So in addition to either, if you're sewing quilts by machine, you'll want definitely a rotary cutter that looks like a pizza cutter, only smaller. It was designed in 1980 in Japan. And you need a special rotary cutting mat, too, so you don't ruin your table or your blade.
Mm-hmm.
And rulers. You can have one ruler, and then you can build your collection of rulers depending on what you're interested in making. A lot of fabrics are cut with the rotary cutter. And now we have the AccuQuilt.
Which is?
AccuQuilt is think about a cookie cutter for fabric. So you can, it's a die cutting machine that you can, there's three different options available, from a small Go Me up to an electric AccuQuilt. And you prepare your fabrics, and then you know, if you wanted to cut a bunch of gingerbread appliques, you just run it through the machine with specialty dyes. So you can collect the different shapes of dyes from triangles, half square triangles, diamonds, Dresden, everything you can think of. There's a dye for it that you can use with the AccuQuilt. So that's a very modern thing to do. Mm-hmm. It actually came out of education. For cutting paper and shapes and numbers and things for the teachers' bulletin boards. That's how they got their start.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure one of those teachers was a quilter and said, hey, we need one of these for fabric.
Yes, yes. So I've heard about those machines that pop out all those great shapes. So you also do something that is very popular, and that is quilt appraisals.
We do quilt appraisals. Mm-hmm. So you want to sign up in advance, and you can sign up in advance for all of the educational offerings we're talking about, including your admission tickets at quiltshow.com. You want to do that ahead of time so that we can prepare your tickets and get ready for your arrival. And the quilt appraisals is one of those offerings. You can make an appointment with a quilt appraiser to have your quilt appraised. So once you've submitted your information that you'd like a quilt appraised, then you'll have instructions that you bring your quilt along. And you'll have an appointment. You can be with the appraiser while they look at it. They'll want to see different things. If you bring any history you know about the quilt, even if you don't know anything about a quilt that you have, they can teach you, you know, when these fabrics were manufactured. So they can date it and they can give you an estimated value for that. And that's for a fee.
And what they will give you in return, something you could maybe insure it?
Right. You'll receive a written appraisal a few weeks after the show. Mm-hmm. It's not like Antiques Roadshow where you'll find out that day what the value is.
That's no fun.
They'll take it home, and we have two quilt appraisers, and they do research. So there's many hours that they put into each quilt appraisal, and it's very interesting. You can watch. We have chairs. And the public can watch as it's included with the admission ticket.
So besides having a history of this quilt, is it important, or what is it important, the condition, I'm assuming? What other some of the points that they look at?
Right, condition, and I'm not a quilt appraiser nor a quilting judge, but I've been around quilts for many years. They look at the condition, the vibrancy, the quality of the stitches, the fabrics used, the supplies used, the batting used, the backing, the workmanship is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more to it.
Yeah, yeah. So I was going to ask you, what makes a quilt a quilt? I mean, you have certain...
Right. For the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show, all of our quilt challenges, quilt contests, the quilt must be made with a fabric top, a batting in the middle, and a backing fabric.
Okay. That's simple
enough.
So
if someone submits a quilt, and we it's juried and judged, so you submit a photo, two photos of your quilt, actually, one of the entire quilt and one a close-up, so we can see the stitching and the piecing. And it must include all three layers. Mm-hmm. And then you can take it from there, working within. And it should be quilted through all. It has to be quilted through all layers, whether it's hand or machine.
Sure.
And that's what makes a quilt.
Yeah. So when you talk about quilting, for those who are not aware of it, what's your definition of quilted then?
Quilted? Mm-hmm. Well, it would be with thread, and it would be through all layers. Right. It would, if it's hand quilting, you know, you'd come up from the bottom and go back down through the top. Think of the quilting bees.
Right.
Where all the women from the community would gather around and solve all the community problems right there at the quilt frame while the kids sat underneath and fed the needle back up. Right.
Yeah, that's great. I love
it. And the machine. There's machine quilting. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous. I mean, hand quilts are incredible. Mm-hmm. The amount of work that goes into that.
Yes.
And then there's the machine machine quilted quilts that, wow. And now with the new long arm machines, that work can get really intricate.
Yeah.
But really the most impressive quilting to me is the hand quilting and then the free motion quilting, where your hands are moving the fabric and manipulating the fabric and creating stitch design on the quilt.
Mm-hmm.
That's an art form.
It certainly is, because it's not just following the blocks. It's
right. all kinds
free
of
motion.
Other things.
Free
yeah,
motion.
It's great.
Yes. Okay, so we've got about a minute or so left. So give us all the details once again.
Great. Well, come to the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show September 5, 6, and 7 at the Exhibition Hall at the Alliant Energy Center. Head over to quiltshow.com to learn about all the offerings. We didn't mm-hmm. even talk about the Quilt to Give Community Service Project that we do each year in the atrium. That's where you can sit and sew if you've never sewed before. The public is welcome to sit and sew with your admission ticket there. Lectures, workshops, hands-on, mm-hmm. stage presentations, vendors, 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 and quilts, quilts, quilts.
And if you get your tickets online, it's a little cheaper than
right,
at the door.
Right. You can come right to the door and purchase tickets too, but you'll save $2.
Absolutely. Everything helps. So, Deanna, thank you for joining us again. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Deanna Springer is Vice President of Marketing for Nancy Zeman Productions, as well as moderator and co-presenter of the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show. Deanna also hosts the YouTube show Stitch It Sisters, which runs the Nancy Zeman Sewing Studio in Beaver Dam. Thank you for listening to Larry Mueller's show on WPR News Network. This and all our shows are a team effort. Our producers are Clara Neipert and Joel Patnod. Technical directors are Lee Rayburn and Jeff Robbins. I am the executive director, and of course, our host is Larry Mueller. Thanks for listening.